Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I think this shows how short-sighted we as men really are.
What happened now?
Women play chess.
Yeah.
Men play checkers.
Well, they're smart.
Because this is the eternal dream of every man growing up.
Oh.
You want a hot lady on your arm.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Whether or not you are good-looking or successful or whatever. And if you are a man who, despite your ugliness and overall average ability, that pulls some smoking hot chick, you probably think, yeah, it's because I got a lot going for me, bud.
American dream right there, buddy.
Yeah, but it turns out that's not why she's with you.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Tommy, have you heard of the term Shrekking?
Shrekking?
Shrekking.
As in the cartoon Shrek?
The term, yes, the movie Shrek.
Because he's ugly.
Yes. There is a new term called Shrekking involving your relationship, and it is not a good thing.
Okay.
I think this has always existed. We now just came up with a term for it.
I love how nonchalant you are about this, because this devastated
me. I think there's a prime example of this in the room. Maybe two.
Ooh.
So Shrek, if we remember,
is
the much uglier partner of the princess that he ends up marrying.
Yeah.
Right? But he treats her better than any other man has in her life. So women who are Shrekking are dating or married to men they are not attracted to in hopes that that ugly man will treat them better than good-looking men.
Comfort.
Yeah.
And also, they don't want to be upstaged. They want to be...
That's not what this study says.
But no, I'm saying
I am adding on the study.
Whatever you have to tell yourself.
But I think she doesn't want a good-looking guy. She wants to be the star of the show.
Okay.
And then if you got schlubby guy that's falling at her feet, it all plays into it.
In this article
that
Kimmy shared with us with a giant smile on her face, you monster, a startling amount of women admit to doing this at some point in their life. In fact, several romance experts say every woman has dated a man they were not physically attracted to, thinking that man would treat them well and hope that they would have an attraction grow over time.
You kind of learn to live with them kind of a thing.
Well, no. They said attraction grow, not learn to live. Like, you will eventually be physically attracted to this person.
All right. That kind of makes sense.
You're fine with this?
So there's another term that I've heard for this. I think it's pretty similar. And I can't say exactly what it is, but I'll put it as safe D.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of like a comfort thing. Like, I enjoy...
Safe dong.
Safe dong. Yes, thank you.
I
enjoy,
comfort dong.
Safe dong repairs. Person,
this person is easy to get along with. You know, it's a comfort thing. And then maybe that develops into more, even though you weren't really initially attracted to this person.
And he's going to be a pushover.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, well,
I don't think it's so much that.
He's going to do whatever you say. He's going to treat you good. He ain't going to give any lip.
But he got teeth, don't he? It's the opposite of whatever. Okay. The idea that you could grow to be attracted to someone is exclusively a female idea.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a woman, Tommy, that you got along with really well, but were simply not attracted?
Well, yeah, people you admit, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever thought to yourself, I want to date this woman and maybe one day I will find her hot?
No.
Okay. Nor have I. And what I'm wondering here is, do women have the ability to actually grow physically attracted to somebody? Or are they saying this to themselves because they like the way this ugly man who they will never find physically attractive treats them?
Yeah, I think
go ahead.
I love how I go, I wonder how women feel. Well, let me tell you about it.
No, I think women seek a deeper connection initially. I think that it can happen for women. I feel emotional? Like I know examples of that happening for women.
So what do you mean by, hold on. What do you mean by that?
You know.
No, I'm asking.
Here, go ahead. Run your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys have very, very attractive wives.
Thank you.
That are much more attractive than you two.
What?
But see, there's a difference between my wife is more attractive than I, or Tommy's wife is more attractive than him, and they are not physically attracted to us.
Okay, but you don't really know how it started in their minds,
well,
right?
I just assumed that my wife was attracted to me.
Hey,
Tommy!
This is a nice guy. We get along. Let's see what happens here.
I got stuff.
You're not helping. I would assume. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What do you mean?
I'm funny. I got a big veiny one.
He's talking about his thigh.
We've seen those knees.
Oh, a third thigh?
Yeah, my middle thigh.
Hung like a Coke can?
No, I get it, but
funny thing kind of plays into my argument because she may not be physically attracted to you initially, but you win her over with your sense of humor and your charm.
All right.
It's not always so much an initial physical attraction for some women.
Not all right. Look, as much as I bust your balls,
I'll take it.
How are you fine with this?
I give up easy.
Oh, my God.
Think about how you look when you met your wife.
I was decent. I know it wasn't my fattest. I'll say that.
You were chain smoking.
Yeah.
You were busted.
She
as
fell in love
hell.
With you watching you do stand up,
right? Damn right she
again,
did.
So she couldn't hear.
So do you think she would have given
you
a chance?
She had no sensation in her hands. Yeah. You were low, bro. You were low for a Duffy.
You were on the 8th-rated morning show in Rochester, New York, that only had 6 morning shows at the time.
And both of your wives have like a history of dating like some high-end dudes, right?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm just saying, in the pattern here, you didn't exactly fit in the beginning.
Did not.
No, like as much as I bust your balls, I assume.
So yes, I think a woman can grow to love a man.
No. The question is not grow to love.
What's that?
The question is grow to be physically attracted to.
Yeah.
There is a difference. I can love someone that is not attractive. I can't be attracted to someone that I think it must
work differently for us then.
I think women don't look at the physical thing as that important.
Well, not so
it's
much.
More of that. It's more emotional.
I'm sure she would love to date a nice man who's very good looking.
Right.
But I don't think that I just think like we do treat like the physical aspect of it a little differently.
It's not as important to you.
I think it's still important to people.
All right.
I just think, like, you can look past things.
Ah, look past.
No, I don't want that. And that's not good. That's what I assume.
We're all shallow in some way.
Do me something, kill.
Girl.
Well, 252 WCMF. We're talking about the term Shrekking, as Kimmy knew it growing up. Safe dong. Women who are dating men they know they are not physically attracted to, way below their standards, because they think that ugly man will treat them better than the attractive men that they would rather be with.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kimmy, let me ask you a question. Putting us on the spot, running your mouth in your Kurt Cobain shirt.
Sure.
Is your husband a nice guy?
He's a very nice guy.
Does he treat you well?
Sure does.
You physically attracted to him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know you guys are, too.
We used to have
his poster up.
Yeah, Kimmy, I got it all. I'm perfect. I'm the worst person in the world. I suck at everything, but I'm the American dream. Shut up.
Well, she goes home to Chisel Boy.
Yeah, he's Chisel.
Dude, Chisel.
He's got some kick-ass new Bills hats he's been sending me pictures of, too.
Sure does.
Pretty sweet.
All right. Don't always fit his head, but.
What a mean thing to say about this nice guy you married. Here's how stupid we are as men.
What is it?
And tell me when you think I'm wrong, even though you've already given up. The goal for men, when it comes to relationships, since you were a little kid, has been find the best-looking woman that will have you.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want to impress people.
We're sighthounds.
Yes, you want to be physical with a woman you think is top-notch.
Yeah.
But no man, since the dawn of time, has stopped to consider why this woman that is too attractive for you would want you. We've never considered this.
Yeah, because you don't want to go down that road.
Well, now we're down that road. We are fully down that road.
Okay.
Yeah, but you had to like notice that in the beginning, no? I mean, you did notice that your wife is super attractive.
Yeah, but I thought
you didn't think like you didn't try harder, I guess, to impress her, because that would mean you acknowledged that, you know, I'm not going to get everywhere on my looks. You did. You even say like you tried harder to impress her, right?
Was a time.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm asking. I thought that's what you had said.
You're a bad person. No, I get that I am not the most attractive guy she ever dated. I didn't think she was not attracted to me.
Can I tell you a little story real quick?
Please.
I think this might help you a little bit.
Okay.
So back in the day in the grocery business, there was a new cashier up front.
Okay.
And she was stunning. Brand new. Every guy wanted to go out with her. But she didn't really talk much. You know, she's a new kid, right?
Okay.
So no guy went out and asked her out. And everybody was pining for this chick. This one little Weasley dude, not me, he looked like a little jockey, ends up walking in the bar with her one night.
Okay.
And we're like, what the F? How did this happen? Because he had the balls enough to walk up and ask her out. Like, nobody was talking to her. Yeah. Everybody was intimidated. He showed that he had the chutzpah just to stand up to her.
Yeah.
Said, let's go out. And that impressed her. Like, everybody else was, like, walking away. Like, she was too hot. You can't get near her. Sometimes you got to show you got balls.
Okay, like, you know.
Like you got something. Like, you're not intimidated enough to be, like, shy boy.
I think that I get what you're saying.
But she probably found that attractive about him beyond his little Weasley looks.
Okay, but see, now you sound like an ugly,
a confident
ugly man.
Weasel.
Yes, but it worked.
Look, I agree.
Bro, he tasted up.
I agree with you. That looks exclusively will not get you laid if you're a man. I agree that you have to have balls, that you have to have a personality.
You got to have charisma.
All of these things you have to have. What I am shocked by is that there are women who are not attracted at all to the men that they are with. That does not register in my head. Is that a trade-off that most men would accept? Like, if you put Drew Sturm in your girlfriend, your wife's drink, whatever, and you asked her, are you attracted to me? And she said no. You would continue that relationship?
Yeah.
Why?
It's working.
No, it's not. She's not attracted to you.
Well, she's attracted to something I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, she is attracted to you.
No, I mean, you're in the house. You're naked in the shower. Yeah. You hear me taking a dump. I mean, I'll take it. I mean, then everything's
How loud are you taking dumps?
Oh, bro. You will know Monday how loud my dumps are. No, I mean, you know, every path is different.
There are things that she can find attractive about you that aren't always, like, physical things.
And that's my point with this kid. He just walked up and said, hey, man, and she found that attractive about him. Above it, you know, he's a little Weasley dude. She was like this stunning, tall chick.
Okay, counterpoint to
and
that,
and she went out in public with him.
But if you were to see a smoking hot chick hanging out with some ugly-ass dude, not knowing the background, you would think that's strange, and you would crush that dude, and you would crush that chick behind their back. So don't sit here and try and sound like, you know, you're saying profound, like, you know.
Well, I'm profound.
Forward-thinking stuff.
Well, I am forward-thinking.
It's also a little funny to me.
Just accept that there are things that your wife loves about you that isn't always physical.
No, but isn't always fine. Not physical at all bothers me.
Okay.
I don't want her to feel like she's doing a chore.
Most women do not find us physically attractive. Men are not.
And as you age as a couple, you're going to have to, like, get past some physical things.
A lot
your
of
body
it.
Changes,
I
right?
disagree, though, because you've said on this show before, you start developing what you called old man eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's me.
Okay.
For her, I came out of the gate, you know, looking like...
Well, yeah, you've had old man eyes the whole time. Look, they're so saggy, those bags.
Yeah, I look like a Shar-Pei puppy.
By the way,
yeah,
it is also a little funny with women that you assume...
I don't know why you don't see this as a good thing.
Because I want to be everything from my wife.
And that's impossible.
No, speak for yourself. I am a catch.
Is that your look? Okay.
No? Okay. All right. I find it funny, Kimmy, that you like, God damn it. You women assume that how a man looks will determine how they treat you. Like, where is the study that shows uglier men will treat you better?
Well, it could just be from your own personal experience.
Okay, but again, like, there is nothing that says that's true. There are ugly dicks as well.
No, you're right. You're 100% right there. But I think the assumption is like a super good looking guy, he's got options, and that arrogant. Guy is more likely to like cheat on you. It's just
he's a hound.
An assumption you make in
he's
your mind.
He's the ugliest man on the planet.
He's a runner.
He's cheated on almost every woman
he's
ever been with.
It's always the correct assumption.
With but Florida skanks.
He was cheating on his fiance, a rich woman, as an ugly man with a woman named Troutmouth who tried to kill him with a car. That's an ugly man who you women will think will treat you better.
You know what they call that? Charisma, baby.
Yeah, is that what it is?
King Charisma.
By the way, that jewelry store just changed their name because you said it out loud.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A slogan every member of the break room lives by.
What's that?
Don't F with nature.
Yes.
Leave animals alone and you won't get hurt.
Yep.
Well, it turns out that's the rule of thumb most of the time.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
What happened?
Well, this man did nothing to F with nature. But nature decided to F with him.
Oh, whatever.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you ready for the scariest story of the week?
Sure.
It happened east of us in Cairo, New York.
Okay.
Up in the mountains. A 63-year-old man walked into his house on Saturday night.
Yeah.
To find a black bear.
God damn. Like in his, like, lazy boy?
In his house, yeah. Okay.
Like, beat up, remote on.
He's watching CSI Miami. It was a bear in a big blue house. So the Department of Environmental Conservation says the bear was in his entryway where he stores his food and garbage.
Okay.
So pretty clear why the bear
like
was
a mudroom type of situation.
You got it. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although you should never go near bears, most of the time, as we know, bears are terrified of humans.
Yeah, they'll go about their business.
Yeah, they'll take, we'll run away as
soon
as they
like
see
it. Oh, yeah, like a little sissy bear.
This bear, not so sissy.
Yes.
A little braver than the rest.
What is he doing?
Authorities say the bear attacked this man in his own house.
Wait, the bear got a hold of his ass?
Yep.
And he's 63?
63.
How bad.
So while trying to fight off this bear.
God damn. Wait, did he try to get away? Did he just walk in and go, God damn?
So I don't have how this goes.
Oh,
the way that
how
they
all started.
This is horrifying.
Yes, it is. And the way it's written, it sounds like it was a pretty bang-bang situation.
Yeah.
He was either scratched or bit.
God.
While trying to flee from the bear.
Oh.
By the way, you don't just get scratched by a bear.
No.
What do you get?
You get like slashed yeah. by a bear bad.
So the story says this man, he managed to escape.
Oh, God.
He ran to his neighbor's house. And when the authorities
got
there.
Don't run to my house with your goddamn bear.
Is the bear going to follow you?
Yes.
He's going to taste for human now.
He's had a taste of your ass.
When he got to the neighbor's house, they said he had a, quote, visible injury.
Yeah. Because his insides was out.
He was taken to the hospital. We don't have any update on him right now.
Geez. Hopefully,
yeah, no kidding. Hopefully he's going to be okay. Here in New York, we are pretty fortunate with wild animals. And most of the time, like we said, if you don't mess with them, they don't mess with you.
Mm-hmm. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
But what the hell are you supposed to do when that animal decides to make your space their space without saying, hey, can I make this my space?
Well, you don't, you don't know it's there. You walk in a room and it's there. You're effed.
There you go.
You're just effed.
Yeah, because you're not... Like, sometimes we see these stories, and it's because people are in places they shouldn't be.
Kicking
right?
around
like,
with nature.
Or you're just out in nature. This isn't your house, right? But when it's inside your safe space...
You're screwed.
...and a place you're not expecting to see it, I can understand just being in shock. Like, even if you're not, like, not knowing what to do, just freezing up, and now you're in trouble.
So mm-hmm. both of you guys are telling me if you walked in and were face-to-face with a bear in your house, you'd both think you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
have no other option.
Well, Kimmy's got a bear fighting shirt on.
Me too.
My flannel.
And I looked at that bear.
I said, goddamn bear, get in my house. Get my babies.
Yeah, because you're not going to sit there on your phone and Google what to do if a black bear is in your house.
Siri, real quick, what do I do about this bear?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to, if the best option here is to turn and run. I don't know if it's like a T-Rex, like if you don't move, it won't see you. I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
There would have to be a survival instinct that kicks in.
I would,
but
it may be
too late.
Turning and running, but yeah, I don't know if it's going to chase me. I don't know how fast it goes.
And you're in close quarters, right? You're in your house in one room with this thing.
Okay. I'm going to ask a serious question right now. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So let's say you're in this situation that this man found himself east of us. He walks into his house. He is face-to-face with a bear. He does not know the bear is there. You are stuck. It is just you, the bear.
Mono a barrel.
And your bare hands. If I have to fight this bear, what is the smartest thing to do? What do I attack first? 252-WCMF.
His head.
So you go for his eyes?
The nose.
I would guess like try to blind him or something. Like, but that's not all of it's going to piss him off.
Well, okay, but if you hurt him enough, maybe you scare him into running away?
You would have to hit him like...
on the nose?
You would have to get such a good square shot on that bear.
What would that sound like again?
Goddamn bear. And his mother ain't been born. Now, I don't think putting your hands on him, I would think either trying to slink out the door.
But let's say that's not an option. You are
like
stuck.
I'm trapped.
You're stuck with the bear.
Well, then you got to fight it. It's going to end up like Jaws, man. You're going to end up in that thing's mouth.
If the bear stands up to attack you.
No, wait, he's on his hind
let's
legs?
Let's say he's up on his hind legs. Can you kick a bear in the dong? Would that hurt it?
Well, if he's got balls.
Well, no, I'm saying, do bears have sensitive genitals?
I think every animal does.
Are we sure?
Every male mammal's genitals would be sensitive. It's all the same system.
Do bears' balls hang?
Oh, big time.
No, I'm...
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they've got to be the sizes of, like, goddamn grapefruit.
Well, no, sometimes there are, like, sometimes animals' balls will be on the inside of its body.
I think bears, I thought all mammals have a sack.
So they got all mammals have hanging balls? I've never seen balls on a whale. Yeah. Have you?
You never seen whale balls?
No.
Oh, they're huge.
No advice here saying hit it in the balls, so I don't know.
Well, I'm saying run up to a bear and hit it in the ball.
No,
I
want
to say this. If he is on his hind legs, I am going for them balls. Or is just his dong.
Danny writes us on Instagram, yes, their balls do hang.
Oh, okay. Then kick them.
So you hit them like a speed bag.
So I'm seeing if it's a black bear,
okay,
which this is, yep. Fight back with everything you have.
Thank you.
Target the bear's face and muzzle with any available objects such as rocks or branches.
So you're hitting in the mouth.
Playing dead is not effective.
Well, you may not have to play after a little while.
Yeah. It'll be the real thing.
All right,
so hit it. So attack his
grizzly,
face.
But if it's a grizzly brown bear...
The grizzly bears are like twice.
That one you should play dead. Play dead by lying in a fetal position. So if it's brown, lay down, I think they say. I'm not kidding. That's an actual thing.
Don't.
I'm not.
Good. 252-WCMF. We're talking about this man.
If it's black, fight back. If it's brown,
lay
down.
Okay. Yeah. Also, but I don't know. Like brown and black bear. Can I tell in that situation? How black or brown it is?
I don't think we have brown bears here.
So is that,
I think
is
that's
it,
like way up north.
Gotcha.
Is a brown bear the grizzly bear? Because those are like 10 feet tall when they're on their hind legs.
Yeah, those are the big ones.
Those things are monsters.
Jake writes us, you know, you said go for the face. He says there's a great video of a bear hitting itself in the dong with a bendy branch by accident, and it reacts just like a human.
Oh, so it's like rolling around,
all right,
grabbing
so,
it?
So they got to say, oh, no.
Oh, my claws, too. I forgot.
So sensitive balls.
Okay.
And they hang. So we're starting to get somewhere.
Okay, so go for the testicles.
252 WCMF.
Isn't that your motto every Saturday night?
Oh, come on, ladies and gentlemen, folks.
Everything's a bear on Saturday.
Competition's out of the way. We could pull it back now. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this 63-year-old man east of us up in the mountains. He walked in his house to find a black bear in his mudroom. The DEC says that he tried to escape, but the bear, quote, scratched or bit him. By the time he got to his neighbor's house to escape, they say that he had a visible wound. He was taken to the hospital.
Gotta be effed up bad.
We don't know what his situation is now, but obviously we hope he's okay.
Yeah.
So we in this room may have more self-awareness than most men would in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because lest we not forget, a poll done recently showed what animals men believed they could take in a fight.
In a barehanded fight.
Yes. For example, one half of men believe they could fight and take out a medium-sized dog. 17% of men believe they could fight and beat a chimpanzee.
And by the way, we have evidence that that is one of the most vicious animals on the planet.
Well, you know what it is.
The chimpanzee. It's a chimpanzee.
12% of men believed with just their hands they could take down a wolf.
A wolf.
The best one. 8% of men.
Oh, I remember this one now.
Said they could take down either a gorilla or a lion with their bare hands.
Oh, my God. You got to be so stupid to think you're going to take on a gorilla.
However, as silly as all this is, the animal that the least amount of men believed they could beat up with their bare hands was a bear at 6%. Oh. So for some reason, we think we could take a gorilla but not a bear?
Right. And here's what's funny about all that. No matter how you feel about animals, the most baddest man will run away from a bunch of bees.
Oh, good call.
Right. Oh, my bees. Hornets. Oh, my God, hornets.
I'm going to guess in most of these cases, most pets could F you up, right?
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't want to go up against a cat, but that's not like what you guys think in your mind.
Oh, feral cat, rip your ass up.
Woman? This was like years ago. Remember we talked about that woman that got like really injured by a fox?
Oh, right. It was on the east side. Was it in Brighton?
Somewhere around here.
Fox,
yeah.
Coyote.
But I think like you guys vastly underestimate most animals.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? Just getting ready to work.
All right. Yeah, welcome home.
You can't fight a gorilla or a lion. They'll kill you. But a dog, you could rip a dog's legs off.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, have a good rest of the day. Okay. Let's talk to not a psychopath, hopefully.
Seriously.
Ian, what's up, buddy? You're on CMF.
So it's very simple. They made a movie about this. All you do when you get in the house is give it a little cocaine.
Cocaine bear?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that went well for the people in the movie, did it?
I didn't see it, I'll be honest.
No, it was a thought in my mind when I was listening to this craziness. But no, I have heard and seen where becoming louder and more aggressive sounding than the bear can also deter it.
Okay.
As they become, you know, it's kind of like a dog. You know, sometimes you have to be the alpha male in the situation.
Hey, Ian, shut up.
Alpha Ian.
With all due respect, Ian, shut up. That bear's going to eat your face, man. Right. That bear's eating your face.
Especially when you're in the same room with him.
Sometimes you just got to take a shot because what do you think at the last second?
If you had one shot to not get mauled by a bear, and he killed you, it's over.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
Thanks, Ian. Have a good rest of the day. There goes tough guy Ian. I now have.
If you just tell the bear, hey, look, I'm the alpha in this room, buddy, you better leave. I'm sure that'll work.
I'm watching now multiple videos of bears hitting themselves in the balls, and it's the funniest thing I've
ever seen. Well, there's like different bears.
I have
scenarios.
I have right now. Thank you to all of our wonderful listeners.
Yeah.
5 separate bear ball videos.
Damn.
Sitting in our Instagram folder.
That's gonna do some weird stuff to your algorithm. I hope you know.
Well, yeah. What, bear genital videos?
Yes.
Here's the thing, too, like, with this guy, like, if he's okay, and obviously we hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Can you go back to living in that house?
No, I can't. I'm out of the mountains, bro.
I don't get how you people live out in the country, because I am so scared of this stuff. I am
especially like that, like, out in the, that's not even the country. That's the wilderness. Like, you're up in the mountains in the Adirondacks. That's like a different ballgame to, like, even where you live.
But here's the thing, man. Like, we have people that live, you know, a little further out than me that have bears on their trail cams all the time.
Yeah, that scares me. Because if just walking out in the morning, have a cup of coffee on a Saturday. I don't want to see this goddamn crap.
Yeah, there's an effing bear.
I don't want to see my neighbors.
By the way, Paul writes us, black bears run 30 to 35 miles an hour, so you can't even outrun them. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, that's awesome.
So there's no options.
Well, Sean may have an option. He's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Sean, how are you, buddy?
So, guys, a little known fact about the North American black bear, you can put socks on him. He still has bare feet. See ya.
God, that was horrible.
Well, because that other show's gone now. We're getting all those.
Yeah,
ones.
Yeah. Actually, that might have been the host.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool Top Load Washer or Midea Top Freezer Refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So last night you turned on NBC to watch Cowboys Eagles. Tonight, for free, you can watch on YouTube Chargers Chiefs live from Brazil. And Sunday night you're going to watch the Bills and Ravens on NBC. But on Sunday, unless you pay for the NFL package, which is like $500, the only way to catch a little bit every game is to watch the Red Zone channel.
I love this thing.
Everybody loves the Red Zone channel. In fact, Scott Hansen, the host, has become like a celebrity.
Oh.
Your mic is not on. How are we the show that's still
left? It's great if you have a short attention span.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the best part of the Red Zone channel, when they begin the show, you have Scott Hansen come on and say, 7 hours of commercial-free football starts now.
Yeah, it just runs.
That is no longer accurate.
So what are they doing?
Red Zone Channel will be adding commercials this year.
Were they going to banner them or like go to commercial?
Do not know.
I saw they were breaking away because I thought they already kind of had the banner ads.
Okay.
Well, because they can go split screen, right?
Well, yeah, you got
maybe
the quad box, which is the most exciting thing in sports.
Wait, your mom's going to be on that show? Sorry, Ryan. I like your mom.
Why sorry, Ryan?
He's a good kid.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
I love his mom.
Heard him.
Shut up. Yeah, so the people are worried that they will be cutting away for actual commercial breaks, which then invalidates Red Zone Network.
Yeah, because they jump to the next action.
Yes, you'll just be getting a replay of what you already know about if you're following
that it. That sucks.
Old man wave.
There and I'm paying. That's what craps my ass, man.
Craps
your ass?
My ass is totally crap.
I have crapped my ass.
Because that's a premium package on cable.
Yes, it is. Okay, what an old man
argument. Okay, I do wonder, and this is... and maybe
I'm paying taxes!
Maybe I'm underestimating you guys, but how many people would have even noticed if you didn't tell them?
Oh, good question.
Maybe not, but now that I know, it's pissing me off.
I don't know, Kimmy. It's become such a phenomenon. I think people would have noticed.
Because the bills aren't on.
It's been quite a good chunk of time since the last time you watched it.
Okay.
So
it's
what
great
if they
background.
Just started putting them in if anybody really would have had an issue with it?
It's great background?
Well, yeah, because I'm doing something else. The bills aren't on. I just put that on.
Okay.
And I can see what's happening. And it'll alert you to something cool.
Okay.
And then you just go about your business.
So the reason this change is coming.
Yeah, they want to make money.
No, ESPN has taken over running the NFL Network and all of their things.
So it's a cash grab.
So the NFL and ESPN have entered a business partnership where I believe the NFL now owns a percentage of ESPN, which is a massive conflict of interest, by the way.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, as much as it doesn't matter, it's still a news station.
Yeah.
Right, for sports. So kind of question what kind of coverage.
Yeah, you're in bed with the people.
Which I guess they already
air games.
Yeah, you already had contracts and stuff like that. But because of this change, that is why commercials will be on the Red Zone, it's like Burp Network. So is this going to change the way you watch your football?
No, but it's going to suck now you told me.
No.
That's what I mean. I don't think most people would have paid attention.
So, I mean, for a guy like you, though, it's perfect because, like, you're not on your phone watching updates at all times.
No.
Yeah. So even if the touchdown comes 5 minutes later, it's still new to you.
Yeah, but they just jump around. So you just get to feel like you're looking in on live action.
Right, but you don't need it immediately, like the second it happens.
No, but that's their sales point, though.
Well, who this really sucks for, and you're right, I agree
with
you. Gamblers and fantasy football.
Yeah.
Because, there are people that are watching that just for that.
You might be placing bets, and then, God, oh, that sucks.
Well, you're going to know it before, because your phone, diddling, will alert you that somebody scored a touchdown, that the line moved on whatever game you're gambling on. So, yeah, I mean, it's over. The free football dream we once lived has finished.
They've taken it all away, man.
Well, you know, I am interested to see tonight because you're right. We talked yesterday about that massive streaming service that was taken down by an investigation and then all of a sudden is back up again. And how it costs, if you want to watch every NFL game this year, have access to it, over $1,000.
Yeah, they're squeezing out the little guy.
By the way, just for premium games, not the NFL ticket, it's still over $600.
God, who's buying this stuff?
People do.
Hello.
I know, but you got it.
Oh, look who's talking, Mr.
I ain't got
jacket
it.
Every day. You don't pay for a mortgage.
Yeah, but I haven't had a raise in 32 years.
And you didn't earn a dime of it. like tonight, it is refreshing that YouTube will be showing this game for free because that hasn't happened in a long time.
Okay.
Every streaming service that has aired a game, Peacock, you had to pay for it. Netflix, you had to pay for it. Amazon, you have to pay for it. This is the first streaming service in a very long time that has been like, this is a free service for us.
But this isn't YouTube TV. This is just YouTube.
Straight up YouTube.
I've never watched anything on YouTube live. Have you?
I have the NFL Sunday
Ticket. So they kind of have it down to it's not going to be like Netflix where everybody was worried, is this going to go smoothly?
Oh, yeah, is it going to crash?
No,
yeah.
I have watched four games at the same time on my NFL
good
Sunday Ticket,
know.
And they don't buffer. They do a really good job.
I mean, I don't have any interest in this game anyway.
It's the Chiefs Chargers. What do you mean?
They're in Brazil.
Why does that have a difference on how the game
goes? Love watching, like, you love seeing different scenery and stuff. I would think this would be totally in your wheelhouse.
I would watch it, but.
At the Copa.
Where's Copa Cabana?
Is that in Brazil?
The hottest club north of Havana. So, no.
No, it's not. It's actually, wait, no.
No, the Copa Cabana was.
We're south of the equator, so it could be north.
I don't think it's.
Copa!
Copa!
Copa Cabana, the Brazil location.
The girl from Ipanema, baby.
Is that Brazil?
Yes. It's a famous beach.
Bro,
that's where all the hot ladies are.
Why would I know that? That song is 50 years old and I've never been to Brazil.
No, Sinatra sung it.
Oh, remember?
You had to go?
I don't know how to sing. I only know the girl from
Tall and tan and young and lovely, baby.
I'm talking over songs.
I'm looking at the groovy chicks on the beach with the ass hanging out. That didn't fly with my generation.
All right, so Paul writes us on Instagram if this will give you some calmness to your soul.
Okay.
He says it's going to be picture in picture with commercials. Red Zone will still be running with
So they'll like how they do with the others. Okay. That's
I guess
you won't miss anything.
But it's still quite.
It also squeezes it down.
Yeah. What if you got a quad box going on, which is already small, and you got to squeeze that to a commercial? I don't like this. Even though I don't watch it because it's for cheaters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.